Court declines to permit claim against insurance agent for negligence in not offering additional coverage. The case is iSquare Management LLC versus McGriff Insurance Services, case number 21-3256, 8th Circuit, November 9, 2022. The case is on appeal from the U.S. District Court for the Eastern District of Arkansas, Judge Moody. The issue: under Arkansas law, did insurance agent owe a duty to its clients, who were in the midst of a hotel remodeling, to suggest coverage arguably called for by the circumstances but not requested by the clients? Holding: there was no such duty under Arkansas law. Summary of the case: iSquare Management LLC and Arkansas Knoxville Hotel LP, or AKH, entered into a hotel management agreement by which iSquare would manage a hotel AKH had recently purchased. They also planned a significant renovation of the hotel and, as part of it, purchased furniture, fixtures, and equipment in bulk and stored it all in a warehouse. Following a flood, their insurers denied their claims for loss. The hoteliers then turned their eyes to their insurance agent, McGriff Insurance Services, Inc., and, based on McGriff's counsel that a builder's risk policy for the project was unnecessary, sued McGriff for negligence. The district court granted summary judgment on the basis that McGriff owed the plaintiffs no duty. Following an appeal by the hotel companies, the circuit court affirmed on the same basis. Because the case was brought under Arkansas law and there was no clear answer as to whether such a duty exists, the court sought to do its best to predict how the Arkansas Supreme Court would rule in the circumstances. The beginning point of its analysis was a 1986 Arkansas Supreme Court case which generally placed the burden on an insured to see that it is adequately covered. In determining the duties an insurance agent owes its clients, the Arkansas Supreme Court has consistently applied what it described as a long-established rule placing a responsibility on the insured to educate himself concerning matters of insurance coverage. See Stokes v. Harrell, 711 Southwest 2nd, 755 at 756. That means that it is the insured's responsibility to adequately convey, albeit in layman's terms, the nature of his wishes in order to obtain the protection requested. And so an agent may point out to him the advantages of additional coverage and may ferret out additional facts from the insured applicable to such coverage, but he is under no obligation to do so. End of quote. However, Stokes, acknowledging such a rule in some other jurisdictions, left some room for the possibility of agent liability for inadequate coverage if the agent and an insured have a special relationship. However, without expressly determining that the tort does not exist under Arkansas law, the panel determined that it would not lie under these facts. In doing so, the court relied on the facts that no Arkansas appellate opinions had yet recognized this cause of action, and that the Stokes court itself had recognized that the courts that did were a minority. Moreover, though the Stokes court set forth factors attended to such a claim, the Supreme Court of Arkansas later ruled against a party whose case appeared to satisfy many of those factors. Quote, third, when it seemed that the facts of a case might call for applying the special relationship exception, the Arkansas Supreme Court didn't do so. See Manns v. People's Bank of Imboden, 10 Southwest 3rd, 885. There, a widow sued an insurance agent for negligence after it failed to discover that her husband's life insurance policy had lapsed. The court expressly held that no special relationship existed, even though the widow had done business with the agent for 23 years, was unsophisticated, and had trusted the agent's advice. And so the court applied the general rule that the insured has a duty to educate herself concerning her insurance. As in Stokes, the court never expressly embraced the exception, recognizing merely that some jurisdictions have, and that a special relationship may be found in certain circumstances. End of quote. Against this authority, the appellants relied on Bulow v. Madlock, 206 Southwest 3rd 890, which, citing a New Hampshire Supreme Court case, contains language suggesting that a mere showing of something more is sufficient to set out a claim of negligence by an insurance agent. Quote, I Square and AKH invite us to focus on language from an Arkansas Court of Appeals opinion that, they say, supports its view. See Bulow v. Madlock, 206 Southwest 3rd, 890. There, the court said that the insured can prove a special relationship by showing that there exists something more than the standard insurer-insured relationship, which is something determined on a case-by-case basis and presents a question of fact. It also explained that a special relationship might exist when there is an express agreement, long-established relationships of entrustment in which the agent clearly appreciates the duty of giving advice, additional compensation apart from premium payments, and the agent holding out as a highly skilled expert coupled with reliance by the insured. I Square and AKH say that something more than the ordinary insurance relationship existed here. It points out that McGriff held itself out as a highly skilled expert and that they relied on those assurances to their detriment. And they add, since the presence of a special relationship is a question of fact, the district court here should not have granted summary judgment to McGriff. End of quote. However, opining that the facts submitted in support of a finding of something more were themselves not all that noteworthy, noting the Arkansas Supreme Court's skepticism of this basis of liability, and reiterating that no Arkansas appellate court, including the Bulow Court, had adopted the tort, the court rejected this argument. Similarly, the court held that the evidence the appellants argued supported such a finding either did not rise to the level sufficient to impose a duty or required a misconstruing of the record. Importantly and relatedly, the court determined that there was no competent evidence that the agent knew several facts of which the appellants attempted to charge him with knowledge. Accordingly, the judgment of the district court was affirmed.